Shalom Alechem for Erev Shabbat Ki Tavo. Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 1 above Metziah. Mishnah Het, 8th Mishnah. Yesterday we talked about situations where you would find a shtar, a legal document, and you could not return it to either party because of the consequences, possibly disastrous consequences that could result. Now Mishnah Het changes tack. Matzah Igrut Shum. If you found a letter of estimation, we're going to find out you can return it. Now what is Igrut Shum? It's when there was a loan and the borrower could not pay. So the lender went to court and said the borrower doesn't pay. The court ruled in favor of the lender and assessed the borrower's property so the lender could collect it. That's Igrut Shum. It's a court order. It's a final order. It could be returned to the lender to get paid. Igrot mazon is letters of sustenance, of support, of a man who needs to pay for the support of his wife and daughter. So that's an obligation he has in the ketuvah, and the court would order him and seize his property to pay it. Shtrei chalitza miunin, a shtar of chalitza. Now that's the alternative to yibum. We discussed in Yevamot, a man passes away with no children. The brother has a mitzvah to do yibum with the widow, to marry her and produce children. If they don't want to, then chalitza is the alternative, as we just discussed in the last parsha in Ki Teitzei. Miun is when a young girl grows up and walks out of her rabbinical marriage. We discussed this in Kiddushin and in Yevamot. There are certain situations where a father can marry off his minor daughter for her protection and benefits, such as during the Crusades when they were killing people and seizing Jewish property, and in certain countries in the Middle East where the local non-Jews would kidnap and molest young girls, but not if they were married. So then it was good for the father to marry off his daughter at a young age. At least on paper, she's married and protected. However, if there's no father in the picture and the older brothers or the mother marry her off, she's married only on a rabbinical level. When she grows up, she can perform miyun, which is walking out of that marriage. If she did so, then they write up a shtar to say she's no longer married, even on a rabbinical level. Shtar birurin, that's shtar of breira, of choosing, when litigants choose the judges to try their case. V'chol ma'aseh beit, in any similar court order where the judges have finalized the verdict, hare ze yachazir, you could return it to the party that the judges would have given it to, because after all, the court knew what they were doing. The Mishnah goes on, matzah b'chafisa, you found documents in a briefcase, obedeluskama, or a large box for holding documents, tachrich shel shtarot, or you found a roll of documents. They're all rolled up into one tube on each other. O aguda shel shtarot, or a bundle of documents. That's like a few rolled together. We'll see. Hareza yachazir. You could return it to a person who identifies the container they were in, or what was in that roll of documents. Now the Mishnah explains, kama aguda shel shtarot, how many documents is in this bundle of shtarot? Shlosha kishorin ze b'ze, that's three or more that have been rolled together into one bundle, one cylinder. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he adds another case, echot halove mishlosha yachazir lalove. If one borrower borrowed from three different people, let's return it to the borrower, because it's very unlikely the three different lenders would have gotten together and rolled their loan documents together. Probably these loan documents were all belonging to the borrower and he lost them after bundling them together. Similarly, shlosha halovin ke'echad yachazir lemove. If there were three different people who borrowed from one lender and you find those three together, you return it to the lender. Because after all, the three separate borrowers would not have rolled them all together into one stack. Motza shtar bein shtarotav. Somebody finds a document among his paperwork, but it's not really his document. It has someone else's names on it. Enu yodea mativu. He's not really sure what the situation is, whether the borrower gave it to him to hold on to or the lender gave it to him to hold on to. He's not sure if it's paid or not. Yehei munach ad sheyavu Eliyahu. It has to sit there until Eliyahu, Elijah, a prophet, comes and tells us what to do with it. You couldn't return it to either because you're not sure if it's going to be illegally collected or he'll avoid collection, as the case may be. Im yesh imahem simponot. If there's simpone with it, not a symphony, yase mashab simponot. You do what the simpone says. Now, simpone is like a receipt or a stamp that says paid in full. So if that's on one of these documents, you could return it because it has this simpone, which basically negates the effectiveness. Let's go on to chapter 2. Elu Mitzio. This is a very famous chapter. It's commonly learned in schools, even elementary schools. They'll start learning Gemara with this chapter. It's also very important to teach young boys the value of private property and the importance of the mitzvah of returning lost objects. So Elu Mitzio Shelo. These are found objects he can keep. The Elu, and there are other ones, Chayev L'chachris, that he has to announce to try to find the owner and return the lost object. Elu Mitzio Shelo. These are the ones he can keep. Motza Peirut Mifuzarin. He finds fruit that are scattered, or maut mifuzarin, money that's been scattered, krichot, bishul derabim, the bundles of grain in the public street, igule devela, cakes of figs, kikarot shel nachtom, loaves from the bakery, macharozot shel dogim, strings of fish, they put a string through a bunch of fish, sell it that way, hatichot shel basar, slices of meat, Gizei tzemer habaut mimidinatan, pieces of raw wool that come from, you know, the provinces. They haven't been combed yet. They haven't been washed and combed and processed. Anitzei pishton, and bundles of flax fiber. Lishonot shel argamon, tongues of argamon, which is a fancy purple wool. Hare elu shelo, you could keep these things, divrei Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir. Now, Rabbi Meir's logic here is these things don't have a siman. A siman, we'll see, is a sign, a distinguishing mark that the owner could use to identify them. And also these items, there's probably been yeush. Yeush means the original owner gave up. So if he had some coins in his pocket, people check their pockets frequently. They put their hands in their pockets. They feel if there's coins in there. If he realizes they fell out in the public street, he's going to give up on those coins. So there's yeush. He's given up. And there's no siman. He didn't write his name on the coins. So the finder could keep it. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda adds, koshi yesh bo shinui, something that has a change. A shinui is literally a change, but something irregular, something interesting or distinctive. Hayiv l'chachris, the one who find it has to announce it and try to return it to the owner. For example, the owner is going to identify the irregularity. Ketzad, what's an example? Motza igul b'tochocheres. He finds the igul, this cake of pressed figs. Now, all of these igulim, they all look the same, but this one has a shard of pottery stuck into it. So that's something distinctive. That should be announced. Kikar b'tochomaut. He finds a loaf of bread, but there's actually coins in the loaf of bread. So these are things that are distinctive, where an owner might be able to identify it and get his lost object back. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he adds, kol kli anporia ein chayev l'chachris. If it's a kli anporia, now this means something that's brand new, it's like a brand new, you just bought it at the store, then he doesn't have to announce it, because we assume the owner wouldn't really be able to identify it. It's just the same as all the other plates, the other bowls that came off the shelf in the store. The partner here explains these kli anporia, they're kelim chadashim, they're brand new, shelo sovotan ha'ayin, that the eye of the owner is not satiated with it. He doesn't really recognize it right away. Ein lebailim behem tviat ayin. So he doesn't have a claim of, yes, that's mine, I can tell. Now, the Gemara explains we believe a Talmud Chacham, somebody who's learns Mishnah Yomi, somebody who's Ozik and Torah, we believe them to say, yes, that's mine, based on visual recognition. But items that are brand new, that are mass-produced, if they're brand new, we do not believe people to make such a claim, so the finder would be able to keep it. Yashar Koch Chacham, Tizkulim Mitzvot, Shabbat Shalom.